You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You are, I'm sure, sick and tired of me and others telling you that spending by or on behalf of consumers accounts for 70% of this economy. Fine. We'll give it a rest for a while. After today. Because retail sales numbers came out this morning and consumers just ain't. An almost 9% drop in retail sales compared to February. Bad. Very not good. Dig into it a bit, though, as we like to do around here, and it gets worse. Sales of clothing, for instance, and accessories down more than 50%. 50%. That's bad enough if you're a clothing retailer, but as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, you've got another problem, O clothing retailer, that keeps on snowballing. One word here, inventory.
The spring is one of those big selling opportunities in retail. It's when stores put out the dresses and florals and sandals and can sell them full price because we are all very excited for warmer weather. This spring has been a disaster. It started when the virus hit China and shut down factories. Retailers couldn't get those spring clothes to stores in the U.S. Sonia Lipinski is a managing director at Alex Partners.
So then some of them were able to airship and they're spending extra money eating into their margins to get the product in.
Then the virus and the lockdowns came here, leaving the clothes stranded in stores. And now it's really hard for retailers to get those clothes to the shoppers they still have online. Tiffany Hogan, an analyst at Kantar, says a lot of retailers just don't have the logistics set up.
They don't have the capabilities to pick things from the store, send them back to those warehouses, and then get them back to shoppers in a timely manner and an efficient manner.
At this point, these are the wrong clothes anyway. Remember, stores are currently stocked with pastel cardigans and floral print dresses. Sonia Lipinski again.
Does that really align with, you know, folks who are sitting at home all day and want to be in lounge gear?
Or bright pink leggings and fuzzy slippers, like Lipinski was wearing when we talked. By the time stores reopen, we will be well into summer or maybe even back to school selling season, leaving behind a glut of clothing that retailers already paid for and can't sell. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Word is the Small Business Administration loan program that a whole lot of small businesses were looking to as a lifeline is set to run out of money as soon as this afternoon. $350 billion spoken for in something less than 2 weeks. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been on the Paycheck Protection Program story for us from the beginning. He checked in today with some of the companies he has been following.
The SBA reported this week that the industry sectors with the most approved loans are construction, manufacturing, and technology. Businesses in California, Texas, and Florida are receiving the most money, which makes sense since they're the three most populous states. New York is fourth, but it came in behind Illinois. That worries New York City Small Business Commissioner Greg Bishop.
What I'm hearing from small businesses is either their bank is not participating because they have a smaller community bank, or their bank got online much later than the rest of the United States.
Some businesses aren't sure where their applications are in the process. Ashwin Deshmukh owns a cocktail bar in Manhattan. He says he thinks he's been approved. His bank accepted all his paperwork, but he hasn't gotten any confirmation.
I think it's impossible to tell if anything's happened until you have the money in your account.
Similar story for Washington, D.C. marketing consultant Alexandra Mason. She applied back when the program started.
I sent in my application and they acknowledged that they have it, and then I haven't heard a thing for a week.
Mason says until she sees the loan in her business account, she'll remain skeptical about the SBA program. And she says she's not the only small business owner to feel that way.
I'm never going to poo-poo, you know, a million businesses, I believe, getting approved, but you don't have to go very far. I mean, just look at Twitter, and it's just scrolls of people saying, well, this isn't what I'm experiencing.
Those small business owners are hoping that their loans get approved as soon as possible. The Wall Street Journal reported today that the SBA program is about to run out of money. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.